The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
The great thing about the internet is that you can find anything. And when I say anything, I mean anything, including a job. And there's one company that's based here in Seattle that can help you do just that. Jobster. Jobster.com, of course, is where they're located. And we're happy to have a couple of the partners, the founding partners of Jobster, with us on the phone. First, I'll introduce Jason. And Jason, if you would be able to introduce yourself as well as your companion who has been a GnomeDex alumni.
Sure. So this is Jason Goldberg here from Jobster, and I founded the company about 2.5 years ago. It was an idea that was born out of my own personal frustration trying to find good people at companies I was working at. And really thrilled to be with you here today, Chris and Jake. We have been on this Jobster journey for about 2.5 years, and we're just getting started, is the way I like to put it. I am joined here today by Phil Vogel, who is co-founder of Jobster, and our CTO, our Chief Technology Officer, responsible for all of our R&D. And the way I think about it is I look after most of the business side of Jobster, and Phil looks after most of the product side of Jobster, and it's a nice pair, and it comes together pretty nicely.
Now, most people would be thinking, well, wait, Chris, I thought you're based in Seattle, and you said these guys are in Seattle, so why are Jason and Phil on the phone?
You know, we are on a top-secret mission in California, so it's hard to really explain why we're on the phone, but I can say that we are trying to spread jobs as far as they can go. We're trying to get jobs to the right person versus waiting for them to have to search for jobs. And sometimes I got to get on an airplane in order to make that happen. And so what we're trying to do here is we're actively working with folks who can help get jobs distributed across the web. Chris, you started off by saying that you can find anything on the web. Well, most people, when they think about what they want to do every day, they don't start off by thinking, I want to search for a job. They think about, I want to search for something related to a project I'm working on, or I want to read an article about something I'm interested in. They go to the sites they're familiar with. And so one thing we're doing at Jobster is we are putting jobs in those places. And so that's what I'm doing today. And we're down here in California talking to some folks. And we actually have some really exciting news to announce today.
Oh.
Today, Jobster and a company called Six Apart announced that we, for the first time, are enabling any blogger to really easily put jobs on their blog. And what we've done is we've enabled what we call some Jobster widgets on Typepad, which is a service that Six Apart has. And with a click of a button, any blogger using Typepad can add either a blog role of jobs that are relevant to the readers of their site, or can put a search box that people from their site can search for jobs. And the thing about what this does is it actually, provides great content for a blogger, so that, you know, compelling related content to their blog readership. So whether it's you're writing a blog about Ruby on Rails and you want to have jobs for people who are, you know, looking at Ruby, or working on Ruby or reading articles about Ruby, or maybe it's you're in recruiting profession and you want to provide your blog readers with information about jobs and recruiting, Jobster helps serve all that up in a very distributed fashion. And it's part of what we see is kind of the more distributed and targeted web, that the days of the walled garden single destinations are over. And it's about spreading the web into the right places, wherever people are.
And I can say with 100% certainty that you're accurate. So I'm accurate in saying that you're accurate. And underlying this is knowing that you guys also output your results in RSS.
Absolutely.
And
yep.
So from day one in the jobs category on my little search space for the mobile and the desktop web, Gotta Be has been using Jobster results on our jobs category.
Fantastic. Well, and we'll have to get a job feed up on your other websites as well.
Well, now that if you've got a good affiliate program, believe me, I'm all ears.
Absolutely. And, you know, the message we're sending to any blogger anywhere is that we've got great content, and that is, you know, relevant jobs to your readership.
Well, wait. It's not really content, though. It's more, well, if you look at information, I guess, as content, then you could call it that. But it's more, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of questioning that word, content.
I'll put it this way, is that, you know, we have found that a lot of bloggers get turned off by putting AdSense on their blogs. They see it as sometimes, like, well, maybe people click on it, but it might just clutter up their blog, and that it's really, not, really in the end, not very related to the actual blog itself. It's whatever Google has to, happens to serve up. And, you know, also they don't make a lot of money from it. And so only, you know, a small number, handful of blogs actually make a decent amount of money from AdSense. What we did find in our studies talking to bloggers about jobs is that there's a lot of bloggers out there that see that as providing relevant information to their blog readership. That if people are coming to their blog to read about a certain topic, to have jobs that are available for the that readers can learn about is very compelling. And we do plan over time to enable bloggers to make money from that. I'm not prepared today to talk about the details about that, but what a message I would provide to all bloggers anywhere is Jobster can help you set up a job feed on your blog, and within a very short period of time, we'll be working to help you actually earn some money off employers who are trying to reach people on your blog as well.
Oh, certainly. It makes a lot of sense. I also caught the widget announcement, or I guess widgets, today from Six Apart, but I guess from my perspective, I'm thinking, what's the big deal? I mean, isn't it just a search box?
Well, we did a couple things. One is a search box, and also we can actually do a feed of jobs. And then what we're doing at Jobster is a couple things along with that. One is for people who take the job feed, so they have a running live feed of jobs that are relevant to their blog topic. We're going to introduce very shortly a way for them to actually earn money from employers that want to be featured in some of those blogs. And the second thing, so that's a way to monetize for the bloggers, which is interesting, but also provide relevant content. But the second thing is we offered a unique promotion today with TypePad that's going to extend for about a month, into 2 months almost. It's May 25th it expires, but we're going to select 400 bloggers who install the TypePad Jobster widget and provide them with a free year of TypePad service as part of the deal as well. Mm. So that's a way for the bloggers to they're helping us out. We're learning about what it means to target jobs in various places, and we'll help them out as well. And so if anybody's interested, all they need to go is to either TypePad or Jobster, and there's instructions there on how to make it work.
All right, so tell me, if this is just nothing more, I mean, Jobster being nothing more than a job search engine, what makes it different from the other job engines out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, we're doing a few things at Jobster that are really unique, and so I'll point to a couple. One is if you go to Jobster.com just to do a search on our website, Jobster.com is actually the fastest-growing job search engine on the web. It has been over the last 5 months with very little marketing that we've done towards it. It really has been just organic growth. And the reason is because Jobster now features 6 times the number of jobs as the largest job board. You can think about Jobster as more of a Google-like approach. We're searching the webs for jobs as our post is posted from a variety of sources versus a job board, which you get just the jobs that are posted on that site. So 6 times the number of jobs as the largest job board, over 3 million jobs on Jobster from over 100,000 employers, and we're adding about 50 to 60 new sites to our job search engine every week now. And so traffic is growing really rapidly just around the ability for the job seeker to search from the widest cross-selection of jobs. Now, we also layer on top of that some really neat stuff because it's not just about searching for jobs. It's how do you actually help people get hired. That's really in the end. How do you find that dream job for yourself and actually get hired for it? And so what we've done is we start to layer on what we call social search onto job search. So to help people gain referrals for jobs and to learn and meet people that can help them in their job search. So whether it's finding relevant information about a company or finding who can actually provide that introduction for you into a company, that's a more differentiated and more helpful job search experience. But I'd say just for the average job seeker, if you're thinking about looking for a job tomorrow, you'd almost be foolish not to start a place like Jobster because we have the most number of jobs. And you can get an email daily with the latest update of any job posted around the web that might meet your criteria. And then we layer on top of these tools that can help you get noticed.
All right. It's fair enough. What about your employees? How many do you have, and how did they find you? Did they get you through Jobster?
Yeah, it's a great question, Chris. We actually have grown pretty rapidly at Jobster. In addition to our Jobster search engine, We provide some pretty robust targeting and job distribution tools to employers to help them get their jobs to many places, whether it's onto a blog or whether in a very targeted way, or for them to reach out to their employees through referral campaigns and a variety of things we sell to employers. And because of that, the success of that part of our service, which now has gone from having about 50 companies using it at this time last year to about 250 today, our company's grown very rapidly as well. And so our company has also grown from about 40 employees a year ago to a little over 100 today. And it's really been growing in line with the adoption of our service by employers. And so we now put in perspective, more than 10% of the Fortune 200 are using Jobster, and 7% of the Fortune 1000 are using Jobster. And so we're just playing catch up with these companies that are using our service. When it comes to recruiting, we're always looking for great people. We believe that great people know great people, so we're always looking to get in touch with great people. And over 90% of our hires at Jobster, and this is a fact, have actually come through Jobster. We eat our own dog food. In fact, the first time we launched Jobster was to our own employees for three versions of Alpha to hire people for Jobster. And we ate our own dog food and figured out what was working, what was not. And we've seen some great success with it, and so have the companies who've been using it.
In terms of a brand, though, I mean, you're tackling some pretty big names. Been around for a while. Dice, Monster, Hot Jobs. How do you plan on doing all that?
You know, I think the way that you compete with big folks with big pockets is you've got to offer a great product first, a great product second, a great product third. And I mean by that is it all comes down to can you provide something that's differentiated that actually helps solve the real problem? And so, you know, I look at what job boards have done. General mass market job boards have just replaced the offline classified newspaper section. They don't actually help you get hired, and there's limitations to them as well. I believe that on the Internet, search changes everything. You know, you start off this dialogue saying that, you know, it's amazing you can search and find anything on the web. Well, with search, you know, why would you want to just restrict yourselves to the jobs that are one job board? When you want to be able to search for the right job for you and then also be able to have some tools to figure out how to actually get hired for that job. And so there's some big competitors out there, but we believe that we'll win over time by out-innovating. We are an unabashed technology company, first and foremost, and we're committed to innovation and listening and learning from our customers and users as to what might help them actually solve the problem. I will tell you, and when you talk to employers out there, I have yet to talk to an employer who feels like they're fully satisfied with the people they're getting off the job boards and with finding the quality of talent they're looking for on a regular basis. And we talk to job seekers. I've yet to talk to a job seeker who wasn't frustrated with the job search experience on job boards. So we think there's a long way to go towards fixing these problems, and that's what we're working on.
All right. So why Seattle? Why not go back to Silicon Valley?
It's a good question. I'll give you a couple of reasons for that. I was in Seattle area working for T-Mobile, who actually had brought me out to the Seattle area. I was working at AOL for a number of years. And when I came out to Seattle to work on T-Mobile, I launched a T-Mobile hotspot service for T-Mobile. And I actually literally thought that I'd be in Seattle for about a year. I thought this was a part-time gig. Have this experience in Wi-Fi and then see where it would take me. And when I got the bug about starting Jobster, I actually went down to Silicon Valley and talked to a number of investors who encouraged me to move down to the Valley and start the company there. And I met folks over at Ignition Partners, which is a VC firm in the Bellevue, Seattle area. I was very impressed with them. And I met Phil Bogle, and we decided to start a company together. And as I say, the rest is history. When Phil Bogle decided to join Jobster, this guy's got a flock of people who just want to work with him, and a whole slew of technologists wanted to sign on the next day, and that really enabled us to hit the ground running. It's been part of the hallmark of our success.
What would you say to somebody who wanted to get a job in Seattle? Is it really a good place to be?
Seattle's a great place to work, it's actually a great place to be looking for a job right now. If you have technical skills, especially,
give us a call.
But also, it's a job seekers market right now in Seattle, and it wasn't like that 2 years ago when we formed Jobster. The competition is really heated up for hiring great people. I will tell you that we used to have a much easier time hiring developers and program managers, which are two of the hardest positions to fill. And now it's gotten much harder. A lot of competition. With Google making a big play in the Seattle area, Microsoft's learning that needs to compete now. And there's you know, a lot of exciting startups out there as well. You know, we do believe that we are onto something big, and that something that's very worthwhile, and can also intellectually and technologically challenging. But hiring in Seattle is a tough market right now.
Yeah, but don't you think that Microsoft or even Nintendo would suck all the brain power away from smaller companies?
You know, what we look at is there are a lot of people at companies like Microsoft who are ready to have a new experience. And there's a lot of folks at smaller companies that are trying to figure out, you know, what do they want to do, be in a larger company or a smaller company. Various, you know, different types of experiences. And, you know, we tell everybody at Jobster that, you know, who's thinking about coming to Jobster, that it is very different from working in a big company. And people need to figure out, you know, what is the right environment for them. You know, when you are in a 100-person company, every single person in that company is an entrepreneur. You know, we come to work every day, and every day we create things, and we create them from scratch. We don't have a lot of infrastructure, and you have to make it on your own, and you have to think through hard problems on your own. That doesn't happen all the time in a big company, and that's, that type of environment is for some people. It's not for other people. I have a team of developers and QA leads who will be up all night tonight as we ship product tonight, and they're excited about it because they've been working on it for 6 months, and they want to get it out there. That doesn't happen all the time in a big company.
All right, so Phil, walk me through an average day.
Well, so my job at Jobster is to really think about what the next version of Jobster is going to be, the next version or two. So for me, I mean, my days are incredibly varied. Some days it's working with partners like Six Apart to successfully launch a widget. Some days it's flying down to the Bay Area. Some days it's coding. Because there's always room to prototype a new idea or try a new idea and make it real and really sort of try to set a direction for the company. The developers on our team are really a close-knit bunch. And whenever we hire somebody new, we really make sure that not only do they meet the technical bar, but they're the right cultural fit. You can sort of see the way that we work in our office. We don't have cubicles. We don't even have closed offices. We're in a Pioneer Square loft, lots of big, tall windows, lots of open space and wood floors, and lots of people talking to each other. So there's a huge amount of collaboration that goes on every day within the development team and across different parts of the organization. You can't help but hear all the different things that are going on in the company, which is really exciting because you don't get pigeonholed. And every developer hears what's going on with sales and how the quarter's going and what the customers are saying about the product. So it's really, really interactive and really, really exciting. And that's the thing that I love about working in a startup, which is filled with passionate people.
How many competitors do you think you have in this market?
You know, we've got, you know, there's large companies like you mentioned, such as the guys that have monsters as their mascots. There's the guys that have monkeys as their mascots. There's guys that have dice as their mascots. And then there's smaller players who are trying to figure out, you know, how they might play in the space. One of the nice positions that we're in from the Jobster standpoint is that of the smaller players in the space, if you take all the amount of money that they've raised in financing combined, it still doesn't come close to what we've raised, and really that's because of the employers behind us that are helping us every step of the way. We very early took the model with Jobster of working with companies to build the product and are really building based on the customer input of, you know, it's now, you know, hundreds of companies and thousands of recruiters and employers, and that makes a big difference, and that's enabled us to do very well in the financial markets. And to have a head start and get out ahead of any other competition from the smaller guys.
All right, so what's the end game for you guys?
You know, we are creating a company that we hope to be working at 5 years from now. Phil and I do believe that Jobster can be the next generation of job search. Classifieds online are not very interesting, and it's in some ways amazing that it's a very big business in terms of you look at the job boards today. But we think that there's another step, and we want to create that next step. We believe that if you look back 5 years from now, Jobster will be synonymous with you know, the second generation of job search online. And so we see a large company that's able to exist on its own and have a very large share of the market, while all the time working on great product.
Now, you used a buzzword that always, you know, makes the hairs in the back of my neck
stand up. I do it every now
up.
And again. Apologies.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not an investor, so no worries in talking to me. You mentioned the word social.
Yeah.
And I was curious, you know, what makes Jobster social, or let's say more social than the job board on Craigslist?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And so if you think about, one of the things that we realized early on, and it actually came out of some of my experiences trying to hire people before I even started the company and just started forming the ideas is behind the company, is that if you look at it, over 60% of the people that are hired professional basis in the United States are hired through some sort of relationship. Referral-based hiring plays a huge role in the United States at all levels of positions. It's somebody who knows somebody, who introduces somebody to somebody else. And even when jobs are found in a classified listing, whether it's offline or online, referrals and relationships play a big part of how the actual person gets hired. And so what Jobster we've done is we've actually brought this kind of social relationships into the job search process. We do this from the job seeker standpoint by helping them once they find a job they're interested in, also figuring out who they might know, who can help them get referred into that company to get noticed for that position, who they can meet or who maybe they should try to meet in order to learn more about the company and the position. And so it's enabling kind of taking what people do naturally in the offline world and bringing that online on the job search. The second related thing is we actually help companies using our technology really systematically learn about who are the people that their employees know in various roles wherever they might be. So a company like Boeing, for instance, in Seattle, that has 180,000 employees worldwide, is using Jobster to find, you know, who are 10,000 great engineers all around the world that their employees know, whether it's from a contract relationship, whether it's from an event or trade show they go to, or anywhere else they might meet them. And Jobster is enabling Boeing to turn that into an advantage as they try to hire the next generation of leaders inside of Boeing.
You don't talk much, do you, Phil?
He's busy coding. Come on.
Oh, he's coding right now. Okay.
He's coding, you know?
Yeah.
You know, my problem, Chris, is I spent 6 years in the 90s working in the White House, and, you kind of learn maybe almost too much about how to just keep talking and talking and talking.
So you were at the White House before Jobster?
I was. You know, I spent most of the 1990s working in the White House. Fresh out of college, I worked on Clinton's campaign in 1991. That was my first startup. I was one of the first 30 employees in the Clinton campaign. And our version of the IPO was we won the White House. Hmm. And so the riches I got were going to the White House and working in economic policy. And then I was the chief of staff to the president's chief of staff, a guy named Erskine Bowles, was the last job I had at the White House. And long story short, I was about 2 inches to the ground in terms of my role there. In terms of me, I did a little of everything. Never really was any of the big guys, but saw a lot of great things and had a great experience. And I felt like I retired when I left there in 1998. But now I've got a career that's even more stimulating than that.
You weren't an intern, were you?
No, I had a lot of interns work for me. In fact, I was told that Monica Lewinsky worked for me once, but I don't remember her at all.
Oh, you'd remember.
You know, at the White House, you have 250 interns every quarter. And I was there for 6 years. You can do the math on how many folks passed through there.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be a lot. So was that your favorite job, or is your current one your favorite job?
You know, I ran into Bill Clinton about a year ago, and he asked me, he said, "Hey, what is this Jobster thing?" He actually said, "Hey, what's this Jobster thing?"
That's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. And I said, you know, "Mr. President," it's actually funny. And it's a true story, though. I told him, "Mr. President, you know, 8 years after leaving the White House, I finally found something more invigorating and stimulating than working, you know, my butt off 100 hours a week for you." And that's starting this company and working with the people I work today and working the problems that we're trying to solve. And so this is a fantastic ride we're having here. And again, you know, our company these days is as good as its product, and we are hard at work trying to make our product better and better.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you an important question. This is to Phil. Given, you know, what you had just said, would you encourage people to start their own company at this point or to actually find a job at another company?
I think if you have the passion to do it and you know what it involves, I think it's a good thing to do. My own experience was that I'd done a previous startup, not as a founder, Avogadro. And so I knew what it was like.
Wait a minute. 2.044 times 10 to the 23rd?
Yeah, a little bigger than that, but yeah. So we were trying to do a big number, so that seemed like a big one. Yeah. So I definitely knew that that was something that I loved doing, and I think if you've been in a big company for a while and you've never tried the small company experience, I think it's something that everybody should consider. It really requires that you don't just come to work and do your job, that it really becomes a passion for you. But it can be incredibly rewarding.
I apologize. Isn't it 6.022 times 10 to the 23rd?
That's it.
All right. Avogadro's number. That's the only thing I remember from chemistry. The only thing. I'm sorry. I tried to impress you, but then failed miserably. Do many people know Avogadro's number?
I doubt it.
They don't know the reference at all.
I got to tell you, I am Stanford educated, and I had never even heard of it. So.
Well, I'm UNI educated, and that's about, like I said, the only thing I remember from a chemistry class in high school. Well, Phil and Jason, thanks again for taking time out of your schedule. I know you're traveling, and I know that can be hectic. But
thank you for your time.
I appreciate it.
I'll just tell you, the last thing I'd say to everybody is please blog. Blogging is a great phenomenon, and it's great to see so many folks out there creating content and communities.
Well, maybe we'll see you there at Gnomedex. Trust me, there's going to be a lot to blog about there.
I'll be there. And Jason and I are both enthusiastic bloggers ourselves. So
fantastic.
We don't just reach out to stuff.
Yeah. Oh, do you have any specific URLs, or are they at TypePad?
So mine is jobster.blogs.com.
Okay.
And mine is thebogles.com.
Oh, simple enough.
The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media. Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, you get hosting, a free blog, complete email, and more. Plus, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1, that's CHRIS, and the number 1 when you check out, and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.